Now then, from what hath been said, there might many things be spoken by way and use and application. But I shall be very brief and but touch some things and so wind up. And first I shall begin with the sad condition of those that die out of Christ and speak something to that. You see, therefore, that the whole of this first part of the parable contains a sad declaration of the state of one living and dying out of Christ. First, how that they lose heaven for hell, God for the devil, light for darkness, joy for sorrow. Second, how that they have not so much as the least comfort from God, who in the time they live here below neglect coming to him for mercy, not so much as one drop of cold water. Third, that such fools will repent of their folly when repentance will do them no good, or when they shall be past recovery. Fourth, that all the comfort such souls are likely to have, they have now in this world. Fifth, that all their groanings and sighs will not move God to mitigate in the least his heavy hand of vengeance that is upon them for the transgressions they have committed against him. Sixth, that their sad state is irrecoverable, for mark, they must never, never come out of that condition. Seventh, their desires will not be heard for their ungodly neighbors. From these things, then, I pray you, first, consider the state of those who die out of Christ Jesus. Yea, I say, consider their miserable state, and think thus with thyself, well, if I neglect coming to Christ, I must go to the devil, and he will not neglect to fetch me away into those intolerable torments. Think thus with thyself, what? Shall I lose a long heaven for short pleasure? Shall I buy the pleasure of this world at so dear a rate as to lose my soul for the obtaining of that? Shall I content myself with a heaven that will last no longer than my lifetime? What advantage will this be to me when the Lord shall separate soul and body asunder and send one to the grave, the other to hell, and at the judgment day, the final sentence of eternal ruin must be passed upon me. Consider that the profits, pleasures, and vanities of this world will not last forever, but the time is coming, yea, is just at the door, when they will give thee the slip, and leave thee in the suds and in the brambles of all that thou hast done. And therefore, to prevent this thy dismal state, think thus with thyself, it is true, I love my sins, my lusts, my pleasures, but what good will they do me at the day of death and of judgment? Will my sins do me good then? Will they be able to help me when I come to fetch my last breath? What good will my profits do me? And what good will my vanities do when death says he will have no nay? What good will all my companions, fellow jesters, jeerers, liars, drunkards, and all my wantons do me? Will they help to ease the pains of hell? Will these help to turn the hand of God from inflicting his fierce anger upon me? Nay, and will they not rather cause God to show me no mercy, to give me no comfort, but rather to thrust me down in the hottest place of hell, where I may swim in fire and brimstone? Consider this with thyself. Would I be glad to have all, every one of my sins to come in against me, to inflame the justice of God against me? Would I be glad to be bound up in them, as the three children were bound in their clothes, and to be as really thrown into the fiery furnace of the wrath of Almighty God, as they were into Nebuchadnezzar's fiery furnace? Consider thus, Would I be glad to have all and every one of the 10 commandments to discharge themselves against my soul? The first, saying, damn him, for he hath broken me. The second, saying, damn him, for he hath broken me. And so on to the end. Consider how terrible this will be. Yea, more terrible than if thou shouldst have at 10 of the biggest pieces of ordnance in England to be discharged against thy body. Thunder, thunder, one after another. Nay, this would not be comparable to the reports that the law, for the breach thereof, will give against thy soul. For those can but kill the body. But these will kill both body and soul, and that not for an hour, a day, a month, or a year, but they will condemn thee forever. Mark, it is forever, forever. It is into everlasting damnation, eternal destruction, eternal wrath and displeasure from God, eternal gnawings of conscience, eternal continuance with devils. Oh, consider, it may be the thought of seeing the devil doth now make thine hair to stand right up on thine head. Oh, but this, to be damned, to be among all the devils, and that not only for a time, as I said before, but forever, to all eternity. This is to be so wonderfully miserable, ever miserable, that no tongue of man, no, nor of angels, is able to express it. Consider much with thyself. Not only my sins against the law will be laid to my charge, but also the sins I have committed in slighting the gospel, the glorious gospel. These also must come with a voice against me. As thus, nay, he is worthy to be damned, for he rejected the gospel. He slighted the free grace of God tendered in the gospel. How many times wast thou, lost wretch, invited, entreated, beseeched to come to Christ, to accept of mercy, that thou mightest have heaven, thy sins pardoned, thy soul saved, thy body and soul glorified, and all this for nothing but the acceptance, through faith forsaking those imps of Satan, which by their embracements have drawn thee down toward the gulf of God's eternal displeasure? How often didst thou read the promises, yea, the free promises of the common salvation? How oft didst thou read the sweet counsels and admonitions of the gospel to accept of the grace of God? But thou wouldst not, thou regardedst it not, thou didst slight all. Again, that which will add to all the rest, thou shalt have the very mercy of God, the blood of Christ, the preachers of the word, together with every sermon, all the promises, invitations, exhortations, and all the counsels and threatenings of the blessed word of God, thou shalt have all thy thoughts, words, and actions, together with all thy food, thy raiment, thy sleep, thy goods, and also all hours, days, weeks, months, and years, together with whatsoever else God hath given thee, I say thy abuse of all these shall come up in judgment against thy soul, for God will reckon with thee for everything, whether it be good or bad. Ecclesiastes 12:14. Nay, further, it is so unreasonable a thing for a sinner to refuse the gospel, and that the very devils themselves will come in against thee, as well as Sodom, that damned crew. May not they, I say, come in against thee, and say, O thou simple man, O vile wretch, that had not so much care of thy soul, thy precious soul, as the beast hath of its young, or the dog of the very bone that lieth before him. Was thy soul worth so much, and didst thou so little regard it? Were the thunderclaps of the law so terrible, and didst thou slight them? Besides, was the gospel so freely, so frequently, so fully tender to thee, and yet hast thou rejected all these things? Hast thou valued sin at a higher rate than thy soul? Then God, Christ, angels, saints, and communion with them in eternal blessedness and glory? Wast thou not told of hellfire and these intolerable flames? Didst thou never hear of those intolerable roarings of the damned ones that are therein? Didst thou never hear or read that doleful saying in the 16th of Luke, how the sinful man cries out amongst the flames, one drop of water to cool my tongue? Thus I say, may the very devils, being ready to go with thee into the burning furnace of fire and brimstone, though not for sins of so high a nature as thine, trembling say, oh, that Christ had died for devils, as he had died for men, and oh, that the gospel had been preached to us, as it hath been to thee. How would we have labored to close in with it? But woe be to us, for we might never have it proffered. And no, not in the least, though we would have been glad of it. But you have had it proffered, preached, and proclaimed to you. Proverbs 8, verse 4. Besides, you have been entreated and beseeched to accept it, but you would not. Oh, simple fools, that might have escaped wrath, vengeance, hellfire, and that to all eternity, and no heart to do it. May not the messengers of Jesus Christ also come in with a shrill and terrible note against thy soul, when thou standest at the bar of God's justice, saying, nay, thou ungodly one, how often hast thou been forewarned of this day? Did not we sound an alarm in thine ears by the trumpet of God's word day after day? How often didst thou hear us tell thee of these things? Did we not tell thee sin would damn thy soul? Did we not tell thee that without conversion there was no salvation? Did we not tell thee that they who love their sins should be damned at this dark and gloomy day as thou art like to be? Yea, did we not tell thee that God, out of his love to sinners, sent Christ to die for them, that they might by coming to him be saved? Did we not tell thee of these things? Did we not run, ride, labor, and strive abundantly, if it might have been for thy soul, though now a damned soul? Did we not venture our goods, our names, our lives? Yea, did we not even kill ourselves with our earnest entreaties of thee to consider thy state, and by Christ to escape this dreadful day? O sad doom, when thou shalt be forced, full sore against thy will, to fall under the truth of this judgment, saying, oh, how have I hated instruction, and how hath my heart despised reproof? For indeed I have not obeyed the voice of my teachers, nor inclined mine ear to them that instructed me. Proverbs 5, 12 and 13. May not thy father, thy mother, thy brother, thy sister, thy friend, etc., appear with gladness against thee at the terrible day, saying, O thou silly wretch, how rightly hath God met with thee? O how righteously doth his sentence pass upon thee? Remember, thou wouldst not be ruled nor persuaded in thy lifetime. As thou didst not care for us in our admonitions then, so neither do we care for thy ruin, terror, and damnation now. No, but we will stand on God's side in sentencing thee to that portion which the devils must be partakers of. The righteous shall rejoice when he seeth the vengeance. He shall wash his foot in the blood of the wicked. Psalm 58, verse 10. Oh, sad! It is enough to make mountains tremble and rocks rend in pieces to hear this doleful sound. Consider these things, and if thou wouldst be loath to be in this condition, then have a care of living in sin now. How loath wilt thou be to be thrust away from the gates of heaven, and how loath wilt thou be to be deprived of the mercy of God. How unwillingly wilt thou set foot forward towards the lake of fire. Never did malefactor so unwillingly turn off the ladder when the halter was about his neck, as thou wilt turn from God to the devil, from heaven to hell, and when the sentence is passed upon thy soul. Oh, how wilt thou sigh and groan? How willingly wouldst thou hide thyself and run away from justice? But alas, as it is with them that are on the ladder ready to be executed, so it will be with thee. They would fain run away, but there are many halbert men to stay them, and so the angels of God will beset thee round, I say round on every side, so that thou mayest indeed look, but run thou canst not. Thou mayest wish thyself under some rock or mountain, Revelation 6:15-16, but how to get under thou knowest not. Oh, how unwillingly wilt thou be to let thy father go to heaven without thee, or to let thy mother or friends go to heaven without thee. How willingly wouldst thou hang on them and not let them go. Oh, Father, cannot you help me? Mother, cannot you do me some good? Oh, how loath am I to burn and fry in hell while you are singing in heaven. But alas, the father, mother, or friends reject them, slight them, and turn their backs upon them, saying you would have none of heaven in your lifetime, therefore you shall have none of it now. You slighted our counsels then, and we slight your tears, cries, and conditions now. What sayest thou, sinner? Will not this persuade thine heart, or make thee bethink thyself? That is, now, before thou fall into that dreadful place, the fiery furnace. But oh, consider how dreadful the place itself, the devils themselves, the fire itself will be. And this is at the end of all. Here thou must lie forever. Here thou must fry forever and forever. This will be more to thee than any man with tongue can express or with pen can write. There is none, I say, that can by the 10,000th part discover the miserable state and condition of such a soul.